Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, US President Donald Trump has threatened further destruction of Gaza if all remaining hostages aren't released. He issued an ultimatum to Hamas leaders to flee. This was in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social. Donald Trump said to the people of Gaza, "A beautiful future awaits, but not if you hold hostages. If you do, you are dead." Well, for more on this, we're joined by Alistair Bunkle, who's Sky News correspondent in Jerusalem. What's been the reaction and response to this, both in Israel and from countries across the Middle East?
Well, in Israel, I mean, you know, they agree with it. They support it. They want their hostages back. And, you know, they're grateful for Donald Trump for trying to put pressure on Hamas. We've heard this pressure before. Donald Trump said that all hell would break loose if Hamas didn't agree to a ceasefire. And that seemed to do the trick about, what, 6 or 7 weeks ago, and got the ceasefire deal over the line. We'll have to see whether or not, you know, those threats are starting to lose their effect. Hamas has come back quite strongly, actually, and said, you know, we're ready to do a ceasefire deal. We're ready to continue the ceasefire, but we want to continue what we signed. And that was to go into the second phase of the ceasefire deal. We don't support Israel's attempts, which seem to be backed by the United States, to extend the first phase, because Hamas fear, as do a lot of people, in fairness, that Netanyahu is trying to prolong the first phase, get as many hostages out as possible, kind of shrink that problem, if you like, and then return to the fighting. And Hamas is trying to avoid that.
Alistair, is there much reaction from Israel to this news which emerged last night, which I think many were taken aback by, that the Americans have engaged with Hamas on the issue of the hostages?
Well, I mean, you know, we're all refamiliarizing ourselves with the Trump style of diplomacy, aren't we? Whether or not it's Ukraine, Russia, or in this case with respect to Gaza. I think it took the Israelis by surprise. We're not kind of clear. I get different messages from various Israeli contacts as to when they knew about this and how much they were consulted on this. But you know, they don't like it. They don't like the idea that their closest ally is speaking directly to one of their main enemies. You know, others will say, actually, it's a good thing that the Americans, who are so important in the mediating process, are speaking directly to Hamas, because it removes the risk of confusion during mediating talks, and hopefully it should allow things to progress a bit quicker if the Americans can understand better Hamas's position, but also they can directly relate their position to the Hamas leadership. So we'll have to see how effective it is. But, you know, we've seen Trump engaging Vladimir Putin with regards to Ukraine, and now we see Trump, through his envoys, engaging Hamas directly with regards to Gaza.
Mm-hmm. And his proposal, which seems like so long ago now because so much has happened since, to take over Gaza, to remove the people who live there and turn it into this Riviera of the Middle East, is that still on the agenda? Is that being considered as a real and serious proposal?
Yeah, it's still on the agenda. I have my doubts whether or not it's what's going to happen. I have just returned from another country in the region where I was speaking to some senior officials there who had met with Donald Trump. And they seem sort of quietly or cautiously confident that they've managed to persuade Donald Trump that a better way forward is what we're seeing now in this Arab plan, that you can move Gazans within Gaza and rebuild areas, you know, bit by bit. Now, I don't think the White House is convinced about that just yet, but we've seen the Egyptian sort of led proposal that basically some, you know, that is the sort of the center point to it. And I think the plan from Arab countries is that foreign ministers will go to Washington in short order, and then they'll sort of negotiate it a bit further there, and they'll try and sort of close any gaps. For example, what happens to Hamas? How do you disarm Gaza? But they're confident that that's the plan that Donald Trump might adopt.
Alistair, always good to have you with us. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News correspondent. Coming up next, should we follow the lead of Wales and New Zealand and ban greyhound racing? We debate.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.